Gabe Mintz, head coach for Syracuse. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. 9-0 regular season. I don't know if or longest or when this last time that's been done at Syracuse, but I obviously I know when you don't lose any games, it's very, very good. I guess your perspective on what's behind that this year, coach.
Yeah, it has been a little while. Well, I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. Like last year, we started off this first couple games, Milford and Boys Town. They were close. Well, Milford game was our close. That was our first one, and we kind of have a bad taste in our mouth there. And as we really focused this summer on just getting better, getting stronger, getting faster, and all those things. And and we knew the first half of the season we had to take care of business. That was something really focused on, and so we came back and we got our revenge game, I guess, if you will, against those first couple, and then we just kind of built from there. And I realized kind of second game of the year against that Boys Town team, because they are a very physical bunch, that I just realized how physical we were. And so we kept pushing that and talking about that and how we can compete with being physical and of course taking care of the ball and doing all those right things. So it was just a combination of a lot of different things.
Do you know the last time Syracuse has had an undefeated regular season?
You know what? I looked this stuff up quite a bit, and now it all kind of runs together. There's a
Okay.
whole bunch of stuff going on in my head, but yeah, it's in the late 2000s, I think, and then into like 2010s-ish area. I think they had some really good teams back then. So they've done it a few times, I know, but I can't remember the last time. So
Okay, that's all right.
yeah.
Coach, what is I guess looking at some of the key players and guys that have led the way for you. I mean, we've talked with Will quite a bit this year, and there's more than just him. I mean, it's a dynamic run game that's multiple guys can hit you. So I guess could you take us through that and some of the leaders there, and also some of the leaders on defense as well.
Sure. Obviously, me being an offensive lineman at heart, I'm gonna give shout out to all those guys up front, because Will doesn't get where he is this year, and Mason Lynch doesn't get where he is without first those guys blocking for him to get through. Now, Will and Mason, our two backs there, have done a heck of a job of, kind of getting through there and carrying a couple guys along with them, not getting taken down, with their first tackle and doing those things we talk about in practice. But yeah, those front seven up front, and that includes our tight ends, Max Pardee, and we've had a couple different other ones, Gideon Stark, Oliver McIntosh. We've tried a few different guys there, but yeah, those front seven have really paved the way for us, got us to where we need to be in our tight formation there. And we've just preached a lot about, getting to the right guys and trusting the process, and that's obviously helped Will. And Peyton DeMello will be our fullback also. So a lot of guys are involved on every single play. Even our quarterback Brendan Schroeder, like, he has to get in there and go find somebody. So it takes a whole group of them, and so we really preach on, just getting to the right guys and being physical.
Coach, I don't know what maybe you've said this at some point in our discussions, but this is your first year as the head coach there at Syracuse.
Yes.
What was your familiarity with the program coming in? Were you an assistant?
I was the last, well, it'd be 3 years, because this is my fourth year with this group of
Okay.
seniors in high school. And so my first year in this district, I came from JCC, but my
Right.
first year in this district was when these seniors were eighth graders. So that's when I first started, I guess, building my relationship with all these guys. And so that's why, I've mentioned this to you before, but it's a special thing for me in particular, because I started with this group and I want to see them out, of course. And so but yeah, that was my first glimpse at what could be in the future. And they all stuck together, and they've also created something pretty special. So yeah, it's been a real joy in my first year. I mean, a lot of times doesn't really happen when you just kind of jump into the head coaching role and finish your regular season 9-0. But yeah, it's been quite a ride.
All right, let's get into first round of state playoffs. Gross Catholic coming up,
Yes.
coming into town. I guess what are some thoughts on them? What have you seen with them on tape, and what stands out to you?
Yeah, I've watched a little bit here. I mean, obviously, very physical group. Quarterback looks well. They do a lot of running, power running. Similar to like what we do to a point, but they're very fast. So it's going to take a solid week of practice for us. obviously, because not knowing much about them other than just seeing what we have seen so far, the little tape that we have seen. But you know, it's gonna take a good week for us to clean up the things that we've needed to work on. You know, we talk about the stuff that we do. We just talk about Will and Mason and our O-line, and you know, just clean some things up there and just work on taking care of the football and things like that. So, but yeah, it'll be a good contest for us. We're looking forward to it.
For you, Coach, when you you know, maybe it's a little early in the scouting process, but what do you feel will be important for you guys against this particular team, or do you feel like there's anything that you feel you can take advantage of or have the advantage in?
Well, I know it's kind of cliche, but I think it's mostly just focusing on the things that we can control, and that is, I mentioned already, just taking care of the ball and putting guys are in a position to be successful. You know, obviously, we want to establish a run first, but if things should happen, then we got to rely on, you know, on our arm and our receivers to make plays also. So it might take a big combination of those things. But we really want to focus on us this week and make sure that we are doing the right things to get us ready to go.
Gabe Mintz again, head coach for Syracuse. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it and wish you guys the best this week.
Appreciate you for having us. Thank you.